This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're all about cutting through the noise and getting straight to insights you can actually use. Today, we're tackling something I know frustrates a lot of businesses. That feeling of your Google Ads cost per acquisition, your CPA, just creeping up and up. It can seriously feel like you're just pouring money down the drain, right? You want leads, but profitability seems to slip away. So the big question we're diving into is, how do you stop that? How do you make your ad spend work smarter, drive really good leads, and do it efficiently?
That's exactly it. Our mission today, really, is to give you some solid, proven strategies. We're not just talking little tweaks here and there. We're looking at how to properly optimize your Google Ads campaigns, cut out the wasted spend that's key. But, and this is crucial, do it without losing your lead volume, ideally even increasing it. It's all about efficiency, driving real business growth. That's the goal.
Okay, great. So we've got five main strategies lined up. We're going to unpack how they all kind of fit together. And we're starting with, well, what feels like the absolute foundation. Refining your targeting, getting rid of the waste. I mean, everyone sort of knows bad targeting costs money, but how do businesses really dial that in, make sure ads hit the right people?
Yeah, it's fundamental. And it's amazing how granular you can get. Often, the biggest wins come from being really smart about what you don't target. So, first up, negative keywords. Honestly, this is huge. So many people focus only on the keywords they want. But being proactive about adding negatives, that stops you paying for clicks that will never convert. Think like if you sell luxury cars, you'd obviously exclude cheap cars. But maybe also terms like jobs or repair manuals, if those aren't your focus, you're basically preventing budget bleed on searches that just aren't going to lead to a sale for you.
Okay, so it's as much about exclusion as inclusion. But isn't there a danger of, you know, cutting too much? Blocking potentially decent leads. How do you find that sweet spot, especially when you're starting out?
That's a really good point. It's not set and forget. It needs ongoing review, especially early on. You might start a bit broader and then tighten up based on the actual search terms people are using. Then there's geotargeting. Focus budget on the cities, states, even zip codes that historically bring you the best results. And just as importantly, exclude the areas that consistently underperform. Why spend money there? You can also layer on audience segmentation. Use your remarketing list, people who've already visited your site, or customer match upload lists of existing customers. These are warm audiences, often much more likely to convert. And don't forget, device adjustments. Check your data. Do people convert better on desktop or mobile? If desktop leads are way more valuable, maybe bid down slightly on mobile, or vice versa. Don't pay the same for every device if the value isn't the same.
Right. That level of precision really does sound like it could plug those leaks effectively.
Well,
okay, so let's say we've done that. We've refined the targeting. We're reaching the right eyeballs. Great. But what happens next when they click? I mean, if the landing page isn't right, does all that targeting effort kind of go to waste?
Oh, absolutely. That's the next critical link in the chain. You can have the perfect audience clicking your ad. But if they land on a page that's confusing, slow, or just doesn't match what the ad promised, your CPA will go up, bounce rate increases, conversions drop. It's like throwing a great party invitation, but the directions are wrong, or the house is messy when they arrive. I've seen campaigns with brilliant targeting just fizzle out because the landing page experience was poor. Your ad copy and your landing page need to be totally aligned. They need to clearly shout your value proposition, what's in it for them. You need strong calls to action, CTAs. Tell people exactly what you want them to do next. And basic, but vital, make sure the page loads fast, especially on mobile. People have zero patience for slow pages. And always, always match the landing page content to the search intent. If they searched emergency plumber, the page better be about emergency plumbing services, right? And something we always recommend is A/B testing. Test different headlines, different CTAs, different layouts on your landing pages. Even small changes can sometimes lead to big jumps in conversion rate, which directly lowers your CPA. Continuous improvement is key.
Okay, so it's that synergy then. The ad promises something, the landing page delivers on it smoothly. It's not just getting the click, it's making the click worthwhile, foundational stuff. All right, speaking of making things worthwhile for Google and for us, let's talk quality score. It always sounds a bit like Google's internal grading system. How much does it really impact our costs? How does Google actually reward, you know, good ads?
It impacts costs massively. It's one of the most direct ways Google influences your ad spend efficiency. Basically, Google wants users to have a good experience. When your ad and landing page are super relevant to what someone searched for, Google sees that as a good experience. So they reward you. How? By giving you a lower cost per click. or CPC. A high quality score means you can potentially pay less per click than an advertiser with a lower score, even if they're bidding higher. To improve it, you need that relevance we keep talking about. Use your keywords in your ad copy and on the landing page. Make sure the ad directly answers the likely intent behind the search query. Work on your click-through rate CTR. Write compelling ads people actually want to click. Good headlines, good descriptions. And, circling back, improve that landing page experience. Clear message, fast load time, easy navigation. The connection is direct. Higher quality score dash lower CTC dash lower CPA. It's Google basically incentivizing you to create better ads.
Right, so Google's basically saying, help us give users what they want and we'll make it cheaper for you. That's a powerful incentive. Okay, managing mids manually, especially across lots of campaigns or keywords, it can feel like spinning plates, right? Constantly adjusting. What about automation? What tools does Google offer to help manage bids more, let's say, intelligently? Can we trust the machines here?
Yeah, manual bidding can be incredibly time-consuming, and honestly, it's hard for humans to process all the signals Google uses. This is where Google's smart bidding strategies really shine. They use machine learning to optimize for conversions or conversion value, looking at tons of signals in real time, things like the user's device, location, time of day, browser, operating system. Way more than you could juggle manually. So popular ones include target CPA. You set your desired cost per acquisition, say $50. Google's algorithm then tries to get you as many conversions as possible at or close to that $50 mark. Then there's maximize conversions. This one focuses on getting the most possible conversions within your set budget, good if volume is your main goal. There's also enhanced CPC or eCPC. This one works with manual bids, but lets Google adjust them up or down slightly if it thinks a click is more or less likely to lead to a conversion. It's kind of a hybrid approach. The key, though, isn't just picking one and sticking with it forever. You need to test. What works best depends on your specific goals, your budget, your industry. Maybe target CPA works for one campaign, maximize conversions for another. You got to experiment to find the right fit.
So it's about letting the algorithms handle the complex, real-time adjustments based on massive amounts of data. That really does sound like a path to greater efficiency. Less guesswork, more data-driven bidding. Okay, this all sounds great. We refine targeting, optimize ads and pages, boost quality score, use smart bidding. But how do we know it's working? And, just as important, where are the next opportunities for improvement? It really boils down to measurement, doesn't it? That feedback loop.
Exactly. You absolutely nailed it. The old saying holds true. You can't manage what you don't measure. It's fundamental. First step. Non-negotiable. Set up robust conversion tracking in Google Ads. You have to know which clicks are turning into leads or sales. Then, ideally, you integrate your Google Ads data with Google Analytics. This gives you a much richer picture. Why? Because this data is your roadmap. It tells you exactly which campaigns, which ad groups, which keywords, even which specific ads are driving your best results, your best ROI. It lets you accurately trace a lead or sale back to the specific ad spend that generated it, which dollars are working hardest. And crucially, it shines a bright light on where you're wasting money. Maybe a keyword gets tons of clicks, but zero conversions. You need to see that. So yes, regular deep performance analysis, looking at the data, understanding it, and then acting on it. And that's how you consistently lower CPA without sacrificing leads. It moves you from guessing to knowing.
Data as the ultimate guide. Makes perfect sense. You can't optimize blindfolded. You need to see what's happening. Well, this has been incredibly helpful. Real deep dive. It seems pretty clear that lowering CPA while keeping leads slowing isn't about one magic bullet. It's about a systematic approach, data-driven, strategic, refining targeting, nailing the ad to landing page journey, leveraging quality score, using smart bidding. These strategies really do offer a solid path to better profitability and ultimately real business growth.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Take a hard look at your own reporting, your own analytics. What's one specific data point related to your ad performance or spending that maybe you're not currently tracking or not looking at closely enough? What potential insights, what opportunities for optimization might be hiding in that blind spot right now? Sometimes asking that question is the first step to the next big improvement.
That's a great question to leave people with. Really makes you think. Thanks so much for sharing all this today. Thanks all of you for tuning in to The Deep Dive. We hope you can take these insights and start applying them. Keep learning, keep optimizing.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.